ESPN 102.5 The Game, Braden Gall, Luke Rogers, Julian Council, Joe Rexroad joining us here from the Tennessean. Obviously, also, by the way, tweet at 102.5 The Game, a reason why someone in your life deserves a moment's apiece day spa $100 gift card. So we'll choose that. We've got to choose that coming up next segment. Joe, what is going on, my man? How are you, buddy?
Hey, good to hear from you guys.
All right, so how would you describe the Titans-Cardinals football game yesterday?
Well, it was like a lot of Titans games this year, like hard to watch, but most of them have ended with some excitement in the fourth quarter and the Titans making some winning plays and sort of the prevailing belief that, this team has some kind of special ingredients and, it may not be pretty all the time, but, these guys are going to figure out a way to win. Of course, they're still 8-5, but yesterday was, to me, just an awful, awful day, obviously, for that offense. And, I have to admit, I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm like, I could see these guys losing out right now. I mean, I know the 49ers are 3-10, but, Jimmy Garoppolo's in place, and he's playing well. And of course, the last two games, those teams are flat out better than the Titans right now. So I think it was a really costly loss and just a terrible display from every possible angle of that offense.
Hey, Joe, Luke Rogers here. Question, I agree completely with everything you said there. And I think we talked earlier on the show about how I do believe it's a possibility the Titans could lose out. How do they fix this, though? If we're talking from a solution standpoint, from some positives for Titan fans, how do they fix the problems they have at this point in the season? Or can they?
Yeah, Luke, I do think that, actually, I like how they came out, a week earlier, a little bit more pass to run. And I think it's worth maybe even trying some tempo with Marcus Mariota. It's to be a steady diet, obviously. This team is built around trying to have a running game. That's the personnel, and that's what they do, and it's not going to stop. And then they ran it well last week, but that's just what comes to mind is try to get him throwing some short passes and get into a rhythm and go, a two-minute offense early in a game, And then there's the whole thing of running Mariota. That's why he just hurt his knee, yesterday. He's usually very good at getting down on those slides. He was a little late getting down this time, didn't see the guy coming from the side, and went down awkwardly. And so you add that to the nagging injury list for him, and that's the problem. I think whenever he shows that run threat and they show that, it really benefits them. That's a problem for defenses, but you can't lose them, so... I don't know about that one. I think you still have to try to mix it in, but I don't think you can transition to a steady diet of that at all. You're going to get them killed. And that's the only thing I think of. Look, you have to block better. The receivers have to get open. But you know what? There were some times yesterday where Mariota was just late on some passes and some guys were open. And, of course, there was also the route mix-up with Rishard Matthews that was on him and Mariota's first pick, and there's times when he's just not seeing guys, like on his second pick, and if you really want to boil it down, he has to play much better.
Joe Rexroad joining us here from the Tennessean, and you said in your column as much. You said, listen, the receivers aren't playing as well, the running backs aren't running as well, the blockers aren't blocking as well, the quarterback's not playing as well. We've said all of that too. We agree with you on all of that. And the play calling and the coaching hasn't been as good. What percentage, if you've got to go percentages here for this team struggling on offense the way it has, maybe the regression on offense from last year, what percentage of this falls on the Rubisky-Mularkey combo platter?
Well, if I go to my mentions, Braden, I'm going to go 99.999 on Mularkey Rubisky. I've argued – I've been a Mularkey apologist, probably for a while compared to some fans. I've argued for a while, like the system complaints, I there are choices. Look, if this was a system from the 80s, it's amazing. Mike Markey's an incredible, you know, visionary with all the receiver sweeps and run pass option and stuff. I mean, you know, it's not, look, I mean, they choose to do what they do. They can go tempo. They can go four wide. They have that in the playbook. You know, they have to have good game plans and play selections. And I do think yesterday I'd put a bigger chunk. I don't know if I can come up with numbers for you, but I'd put a bigger chunk on the coaches for sure. I thought the plan was terrible, and I thought the predictability of the play calling was, I mean, it was, you're up there and you can call it before every snap just about. And when you can do that, you know, that's probably pretty easy for the Cardinals defense, and some of those Cardinals defenders said as much after the game too, by the way. So I think a bigger percentage goes on the coaches yesterday, no question about it. You know, but I think you look back through all this stuff and there are some plays to be made out there that aren't being made. And there are some plays to be made that the Titans have been making, sometimes in 2 minutes, you know, in a close game in the fourth quarter, Mariota finds Delanie Walker, you know, as he did last week against the Texans to win that game. They're making a lot of those plays, but just the overall nature of this offense, I really think it goes on. All those parties you mentioned have a decent-sized share of the blame.
Joe Rexroy from the Tennessean. Joe, thoughts on the offensive line? I know that a lot of people want to point at the coaches, and a lot of people want to point at Marcus Mariota. What in your opinion is going on with this offensive line that was so highly touted and so successful last year and just seems to have taken a few steps back? Is there anything you point to specifically for sort of the regression in the play from the offensive line?
I mean, I think they need to get better inside. And, you know, I kind of thought that last year too, but they worked really well together. Obviously last year, Luan and Conklin had, you know, tremendous seasons. I think they're having good seasons. But, you know, yesterday, of course, you know, Luan was hurt yesterday. I mean, he gave up a sack early, but he's also was hurt. He's got the back thing. I'm sure health is part of it, but I do think that, you know, in the off season, they're going to get at least one guard. That's something I would expect. I think they probably have to get stronger in there. But, yeah, it's hard, Luke. I mean, because, again, when you have same guys, same coach, same system, same everything, unless there are serious, you know, physical problems, you would think that the cohesion and the timing and all that would be strong. And at times it just doesn't look that way. But, again, now there's where – again, third and one to Derrick Henry yesterday. I mean, there was nothing they were going to do. The Cardinals threw everything at that, and there were, you know, too many hats to block. So Right. That one's on the coaches. I mean, at times, it's, you know, it is just simply counting up the hats. And so that's where the coaches have to give more help.
Joe, real quickly, three games left to go. What is your projected record for the Titans in those three games?
I mean, I really, yeah, this game to me is the biggest game of Mike Markey's tenure as Titans head coach. It's a huge game for Marcus Mariota. If you lose this one, and I mean, the Rams are a flat out better team than the Titans, and I think, again, so are the Jaguars. But I guess I'd give the Titans this next one. It's hard to give them the next two, so I'd call it 9-7, and you know, there's a chance they still get in with that, but you know, if they don't, that's a huge failure in a year that saw no Andrew Luck and Deshaun Watson go out, and knowing those guys are coming back next year, and the division is totally going to be different, and Jacksonville's probably going to have a quarterback. This is your window.
No, I totally agree, Joe. Always a pleasure, man. Next time we'll have lots more positive things to talk about.
There you go. Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Joe Rexroy joining us there, of course, from the Tennessean, and you can follow him there. All kinds of great stuff when it comes to you know, Preds, Titans, Vols, all that stuff. So we'll take a quick pause. We'll come back. We got to pick out our gift card winner for A Moment's Peace Day Spa, Salon and Day Spa. And, of course, look ahead. What's next for the Titans? Because I want to get your thoughts, Luke, on the schedule what the expectations should be, because there's a lot of talk in this room and in that other room back there where Julian's sitting about 8-8 being the way this team's going to finish. So we'll do that when we come back right here at ESPN 102.5 The Game.